Hey everyone, I'm Denwe and I'm really excited to share this project with you all. Nice to see such a packed room. The inspiration for the project is tools like Etherpads or HedgeDoc or CryptPad, which I really love to use, like for like taking notes during a meeting or to like write a draft of a blog post with another person together. But one thing that bugged me about it is that you cannot write code with it together, right? It's only for text. And also, if you kind of need an internet connection. So once you're offline, you cannot access this information anymore. And there are tools to work around like that. For example, several like text editors have plugins. This is a plugin called LiveShare for VS Code, which allow you to like collaboratively edit code together, like files that are on your local machine. But this is a proprietary plugin, and like the protocol is not open, so your friends who use NeoVim or something cannot really join, which sucks. So obviously, we need something better. And that's why I started the EtherSync project, which is an editor-agnostic open source tool and protocol for editing local text files together. I'm not doing this alone, but I did it with a friend, Somit or Moritz. We like built most of the stuff we will show you. I will show you last year together with funding from NLNet. And yeah, I only have 10 minutes, but I will like try to show you as much as possible about it. Here's what we have and how it works. The idea is based around like connecting directories, project directories. So to make a connection with another person, you would like go in your like directory of code or something, and then say ethersync daemon, which like starts a daemon and then shows you the connecting command others can use to connect with you. So the other person would run ethersync daemon and provide a peer like in their project directory, and after that, these two directories are now magically synchronized, and like files that appear in one directory also appear in the other one. And if you start opening a text file, you